One question continues to be the necessity for doing an axillary dissection when sentinel nodes are minimally positive. And there are clearly as many answers to that as you ask people. That until we have better data, it's certainly hard not to do a dissection if there's a macrometastasis. On the other hand, most of us are unwilling to do a dissection for a micrometastasis, except in the youngest person where we think the biology of the primary suggests more metastasis than we found, then I think most of us would dissect a micrometastasis to make sure we weren't missing something.
And I guess we're not going to ever have an answer from the Z11 trial that tried to look at that.
It did, and its numbers probably won't give us that answer. The other question that continues to be asked is how much margin to take around a primary. And the data really are very clear that positive margins are not good. The data on close margins are increasingly strong that with modern radiation oncology, they probably aren't very important.
What's your own practice?
I try for a 3-millimeter margin. I don't try for a centimeter. And if I am less than a millimeter, millimeter and a half, in a younger patient, I will consider strongly re-excising. But in an older patient with a boost, I don't worry about it at all. And it's probably my neurotic behavior rather than facts that makes me aggressive in the younger patient.
What about partial breast irradiation? Are you utilizing that?
I'm not utilizing that if you mean accelerated partial breast radiation with a mammocyte or something like that. We are doing IMRT, which is really focal partial breast radiation, but it's really a very different species in my mind. The partial breast radiation is a very interesting concept. It has enormous applicability around the world and in rural areas. I don't practice in either of those settings. And the wonderful thing about fractionated radiation, with the sort of quality that we enjoy in urban America, people really just have a wonderful result afterward.
Are you talking about delivering it over 5 days?
Yes. Or even fewer, 2 or 3 days with mammocyte.
But I mean, in terms of the IMRT at your place.
Oh, no. The IMRT is given typically in 4 weeks, cutting off a little bit, but not much.
So it's not the kind of PBI that, for example, is being looked at in the NSWP study?
No, it's not. And those studies worry me because larger fractions typically have produced fibrosis in normal tissue and microvascular changes that contribute to that fibrosis in time. That fibrosis is in some patients seen within the first few years, but in most patients is a very late finding. So I think we'll have wonderful news from the trials long before they will get to the negative phase, if there is one. So I'm not enthusiastic about my patients having it. I'm also, of course, and I am quick to say this is the bias of anyone in a tertiary quaternary center, we see people who've had mammocyte too close to the skin and the complications and problems of that. But that's really not used as it should be used ideally, I think.